Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. In 1955, a boy by the name of Richie Sestili was helping his father. His father was a landscaper, and he and little Richie were in the yard of a Pittsburgh neighborhood. As they worked, Richie heard the screeching of tires. He looked up to see a car tear into the driveway next door. A man in a white lab coat jumped out and raced into the house. Immediately, there was loud cheering and laughter. Then the man in the white lab coat raced back out of the house, jumped back into his car, and screeched his way out of his driveway and down the street. Richie concluded that the man must have gotten a big promotion at work. That night, Richie was watching television, and there he was again, the man in the white lab coat. This time, however, Richie got to see who this man was. The man was Dr. Jonas Salk. The reason Dr. Salk had run into his house that day was that he had just received approval to announce to the world his discovery of a vaccine for polio. Dr. Salk's polio vaccine was one of the greatest discoveries in medical history, sparing countless lives from paralysis and death. To Richie, Dr. Salk had simply been a happy man in a white lab coat. Now, however, Dr. Jonas Salk was much more. Any casual look at Jesus will tell you that he is an impressive man. His compassion for the hurting, his words of wisdom, his courage to stand up against the self-righteous of his day, these things alone mark him as an extraordinary individual. A closer look, however, reveals more. Jesus is no mere man. He is God himself. He proved this with his many miracles and the massive number of ancient prophecies he fulfilled. He came here to live a perfect life on our behalf. He came to suffer and die for every sin. He came to rise from death. All this he did so that now, through faith in him, you and I may have life. Life to the full. Lord Jesus, thank you that although you are the Almighty and Eternal God, you were willing to become a man in order to save me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.